No, here's a little story, and I heard it firsthand.
That tight four-part harmony is unmistakable, and it's been around for a long time. Barbershop quartets trace their roots back to the late 19th century. African Americans would gather in barbershops and on street corners to sing. It was called cracking a chord. The term barbershop was originally a put-down, but the 1910 song Play That Barbershop Chord put that to rest.
That soothing harmony, harmony, it makes an awful hit with me. Play that strain.
The verdict was in. Close-sung harmony was a national hit. By the end of World War II, women decided to form their own society, Sweet Adelines International. The organization grew quickly and today boasts nearly 23,000 members in more than 500 choruses. Peggy Graham joined as a teenager 50 years ago and has served as the organization's president. She joins me now from member station KUAR in Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome, Peggy.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
And the Baltimore-based Lustra Quartet with us in the studio. They're here to provide some musical accompaniment. Jenny Harris, Lori Crowder, Lori Dreyer, and Kate Moracle. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I believe we've given everyone fair warning. Peggy, tell us about your first memories of barbershop.
My mother was a Sweet Adeline. As a matter of fact, she was a 50-year member as well. And I recall her going to rehearsal and coming back and being very excited about getting to sing with this group of women. And things were very different then. When I would go to chorus rehearsal with her when I was 12 or 13 years old, we taught everything by rote because we didn't have printed music. People learned arrangements in their heads, and then they sang them back, and that's how we learned music. So it was a very, very different world in the 1950s and 60s in the barbershop world than it is now.
You talked about your mother being excited. When women began singing four-part harmony, was it considered a bit avant-garde?
Well, it certainly was not the norm. You know, women still wore pillbox hats and gloves and nylons to everything. You know, the shirtwaist dress was de rigueur and pants were kind of frowned on in public. So it was, you dressed up to go to chorus rehearsal in those days. You certainly wouldn't have been there in jeans.
We've got Lustra Quartet here. Let's hear a song.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. Casual stroll through a garden and a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them with you, and spend them all with you.
Peggy. Peggy, do the Sweet Adeline still call this style of music barbershop, even though the choruses are made up of women?
Oh, absolutely. You know, barbershop is one of the original art forms that originated in America. The spiritual, gospel music, jazz, and barbershop. So, yes, it's definitely called barbershop. They're barbershop chords, and it's the chord structure and how the arrangements are put together that denotes the fact that it is barbershop and that that's what you're hearing. We build on the overtone series. We like for the whole to be greater than the sum of its parts. We like to hear those chords ring and create overtones. And we get our jollies that way.
You know, Lester Quartet, I like to sing. Should we try singing together?
You bet.
All right. If any listeners out there are using a pacemaker, this might be a good time to turn down the radio.
I wish you
That's some pretty sweet bass there, Wade.
You know, I'm hoping that maybe after this is all over, you know, I might get an invite from the ladies. And,
hey,
you know,
you never can tell.
Quintets,
guest spots
I mean,
on shows.
Is that not really where it's going? But are younger singers attracted to this kind of music still?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Neela Pekarik, who sings with the Lumineers, started out in barbershop and actually still sings with a barbershop quartet. And we'll be competing this fall in our international competition in Las Vegas. And Lord, who sang Royals, also started out in New Zealand in a barbershop quartet.
There's been a resurgence of interest in a cappella music lately. I'm thinking of Pitch Perfect, movies that star Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson. Is that helping to bring more women to barbershop?
It is. There's just more emphasis on singing. If you look at American Idol, The Voice, The Sing-Off, that a cappella competition, and Pitch Perfect. A cappella is cool, and Sweet Adeline's is a great part of it. As a matter of fact, Deke Sharon, who's one of the producers and the arranger of most of the music for the Pitch Perfect series, calls the barbershop singers the ninja of a cappella singers.
Peggy Graham, former president of Sweet Adeline's International. Thanks so much, Peggy.
You're welcome.
And Lester Quartet from Baltimore, Jenny Harris, Laurie Crowder, Laurie Dreyer, and Kate Moracle. Thanks to you, too. Want to sing us out?
To look at you and say, I say, I've got those flirty eyes, and honey, you'd be surprised. These eyes can hypnotize any guy I idolize. And with one little glance, you really don't stand a chance. I'll put you in a trance for romance, sweet romance. No,
the group that became Sweet Adeline's International first met in Tulsa, Oklahoma in July of 1945. Sweet Adeline's turned 70 this month. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. B.J. Lederman wrote our theme music. I'm Wade Goodwin.
Good morning, sir, and how are you today? My heart's pounding in a lovely way. I cannot speak, much to my dismay. Oh, how I wish I had the noise to look at you and say,